Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Tankersley back on the show. Joe's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He and I've known each other for longer than that, but I'm glad he's part of our world now. He's a futurist and a writer and someone with some great perspectives. He's a former writer-producer for the Walt Disney Imagineering Organization. The author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck, and he's our good friend, Joe Tankersley. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back.
Joe, one of the things that there are a number of books that I've read over the years. Someone once said to me, who you'll be in 5 years from now will depend upon the people you meet and the books you read. And I believe that to be true. And when I think back on books that have had an impact on me and that continue to, they were books written in those days and they've now become books of prophecy. I think about John Nesbitt's Megatrends. I think about Gerald Celente's Trends 2000. I think of Joel Barker's The Business of Paradigms and things like that. But there's another one. There's the 50th anniversary of another book that I want you to tell us about. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. This year is the 50th anniversary of Alvin and Heidi Toffler's book, Future Shock. And my guess is most of your listeners have heard the term future shock, even if they don't remember where it came from.
Right.
It came out in 1970 in the midst of a lot of those books you talked about, which was a really rich time for smart people to be thinking about what the future was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly set a bar that I think we're still looking at that book today and using in many places.
What would you consider to be the main underlying theme? What was the if we asked Toffler, what was the one thing? What's the one line that you want to make sure that this book delivered? What would you say what do you think he would say?
Well, I mean, the negative message was that we were entering a time of change that was happening increasingly rapidly, faster than what he thought was the human capacity to adapt to change.
That's right. That's right.
That has
come to pass. In fact, what I say about that, Joe, is we need to cut ourselves some slack. We're all anxious about what's going on right now. We need to cut ourselves some slack because, as Toffler taught us, no generation has ever had to deal with this kind of accelerated change. Changes are different, but the velocity is. That's what no generation has had to deal with before. What do you think?
Oh no, absolutely. And you know, a part of it is it a question of sort of the pent up reaching of a tipping point? You know, the digital age really radically changing everything, and that is part of why it feels like it's accelerating. But nobody has had to deal with this much change, this sort of tsunami of change,
right?
Over 20 or 30 years, and he foresaw that, you know, back in a time when it really wasn't nearly what it is today. And he also had some suggestions on how you deal with it, which is sometimes what we don't talk about with Toffler. Mm-hmm. I think that's the important piece.
There was a peer of his that he probably, I don't know if he, I'm not sure whether he considered this or not, but Moore's Law, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, the first name, I say it all the time, I just lost it, but the co-founder of Intel, what's his name, Moore, anyway, he said with his Moore's Law is that you'd be able, the capacity of a circuit would double every 18 months or so. Something, I was paraphrasing a little bit. And there's actually a chart that shows how accurate that is over the last 50 plus years, Joe. And so you could track Moore's Law and Toffler's point that you made about the velocity of change, you can track those. They're side by side. I mean, you could use Moore's law for his prediction. What do you think?
Well, no, absolutely. This, you know, in fact, you know, Papa was writing the book at about the same time people were beginning to understand the potential of the new computer chip. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure he was tracking that as an example. In fact, he talks about it some in the book.
Right.
And it is proven, as you said, to be very reliable for at least most of the last 50 years. It's led to things like Ray Kurzweil's theory that we are going to reach the singularity in the next, 20 years.
Right.
When, you know, the intelligence of our machines is going to exceed our own intelligence. Or whether or not that's true, I don't know. But it's clear.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. We'll take a quick break. And by the way, Gordon Moore is his name. Gordon Moore, the man who came up with the idea of Moore's Law. Quick break. 22, right back with Joe Tankersley. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.